It's the Blood Canvas.
You know, so we live in an era where all these athletes say that they don't look on social media, they don't care what's on the news, but they do.
Pro-black being, you know, just us celebrating us, you know, us being able to, you know, to survive in, you know, such a meager time.
With DCST.
I'm telling you, the reason why the gossip industry, why people love gossip, it goes back to our own insecurities. We love to see the rise and the fall of human beings.
This is a little saying that I like to say, and it's as simple as smart people don't make the same dumb mistake more than once.
Nobody wants to stand up for what's right. Nobody wants to be on the right side of history. They just want to go along for the ride. They literally want to just be a molecule that just floats in a straight line and just doesn't bump anybody or cause any change. You do not want that whatsoever, man.
Yeah, most people don't really care about your teeth. But you kill a dog or two, I don't know, or rape somebody, then yeah. But, you know, cheating though. Yeah, nobody really cares.
She let me doo-doo in her mouth.
Yeah, I'm about to say that, but I didn't want to go there. You think it's fucking light, huh? You know what I'm saying? She let me do a Cleveland steamer. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? She said we can do it next week. Niggas, you better stand.
Or get your ass out the league.
Okay. I'm a kid, man.
And now, ECST.
Cap in the stem, catch a wave on us. Take a shot and make a prance. Enjoy the moment. Luke Skywalking on these haters.
Splish.
Celebrate every day like a birthday. Good things come to those who wait up.
Wait up.
Don't wait until it's been too long. Don't sleep, yo, you gotta stay up.
Stay up.
Don't sleep, yo, you gotta stay up. Yeah. What up, niggas?
What up, ST? How you doing, Sean?
I'm chilling, EC. How you feeling, man?
Man, I'm feeling good, man. I feel about as good as, you know, Miguel coming back from, you know, that controversy, that fucking leg drop on, you know, that award show. Leg dropping on you haters. I'm coming from the top rope. But yeah, man,
that leg drop was absolutely classic, nigga.
No, I sometimes when I'm having a bad day, I'll go back and watch that shit. They try to play it off so hard, and they're like, the girl hit literally like, hit like literally the whole back of her head hit the stage, my nigga.
It's not funny, but like, you know, when you hear that she actually suffered like injuries from that, dude, and you watch it again, it just makes it even funny.
Yeah, no, man, it's like, man, like she didn't think to like duck. Oh God! Talking about like deer in headlights, like, you know what I'm saying? Like he'll make it. Oh shit, dude! he gotta play it off and keep singing. Shit. Like he was a rock. You're like, if you smell, I'm like shit. Oh, man, like that junk is saved. That shit is saved in my like my funny playlist on YouTube, dude.
Oh God!
If I need to laugh, man, and then like the video is like 5 minutes long because it like catches at different angles. It had like slow mo, so you can like see like her head like hitting the stage and like popping up like. But shit, man, how was your weekend?
It was pretty good, man. You know, just too short, you know, like any other weekend shoot. How about yours?
Man, yeah, you know how it is, man. You know, Sunday coming around, you know, stomach start getting tight. You know what I'm saying? You start looking outside, the sun start going down. You be like, fuck! But, but you know, man, you know, it is what it is. You know, we gotta get through life and, you know, get shits done. Yeah. But, nothing much, man. Nothing too much, man, happened this weekend, man. But, you know, happy Valentine's Day, motherfuckers. We're going to get to that a little bit later. You know what I'm saying? So everybody out there, round with their boo or their side thing. You know what I'm saying? Enjoy yourselves. Whatever you want to do. You just, you know, it's going to just end up, you know, going to a hotel, you know, getting your penetration on.
Yeah.
So, you know, again, you know, so you go ahead and enjoy that shit. But before we start, man, get into my, you know, our little rant before we introduce the show, man. We want to give a little shout out to Merch by Design. You know what I'm saying? This What up, Merch, man? He has a podcast just like us on Audio Mac. Man, go check him out. It's at Audio Merch, so Merch by Design. You can also follow him on Twitter at Merch by Design. Man, give him a shout out, man. He has a podcast that's really interesting. He interviews rappers, you know what I'm saying? He gives a little two cents like we do. He's always, you know, motivating people with the same as us. And he's just very interactive. We all just need to support each other, man, and get that support each other, get that love to each other, man. So go give him a follow, give him a subscribe on Audio Mac. He's also on Facebook at the same thing, Merch by Design, and the same thing on Instagram. So, man, give him a shout out, man. Give him a follow, man. He's good, man. He features, like, rappers from Chi-Town, you know what I'm saying? So big ups to him.
And, you know, big ups.
We got to spread the love, man. That's what's wrong with us now.
We love you, Merch, but, you know, that's your last free plug.
It's all right. It's all right. But it's all right, Merch, man. We love you. But, man, getting on to, man, some of the topics, man. You know, well, some of the rants. Dude, every NFL offseason, fuck shit happens, dude. It's only a matter of time, man. It's like, it's kind of sad when you give, I hate to use this term, man. You give niggas money and free time, like, but bullshit's gonna happen.
Yeah.
So, man, Kareem Hunt was at a party, you know what I'm saying? Brought a little female back to the room. You know, she happened to be of a Caucasian complexion. Come to find out that she was 19 years old. Then when he found out that she was 19, he kicked her out of the room. And the first thing that came out of her mouth was, you know what? You're a nigger.
Mm.
And after that, somebody, it was, according to her reports, Kareem Hunt forcibly pushed her out of the room, assaulting her, and she called rape on him. Like, when are y'all niggas gonna learn? Huh? When are you gonna learn that some people are just not gonna have your best interests at heart, and it all just out for the mighty dollar?
Yeah.
They all just out just to vulture you and see what they can get, because they know who you are. Even like the top end football players, where they wear masks, where they, you know, they wear helmets. He's even featured on a couple commercials. If you watch NFL Network on like ESPN, and plus these women are literally out there googling these dudes.
Yeah, nonstop.
It's just like, okay, where they going to be at? How can I position myself to, you know, get to see them and just go from there? But now he's in legal trouble. You know, after his rookie year, man, going into his second year, over some bullshit, dude.
Yeah. He could possibly, you know, get cut.
Or face some kind of, face like a 4-game suspension for like the little,
sexual
assault allegation. You know what I'm saying? She could have, her ego is fractured, and women could just yell, just holler wolf, and then that's it.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude, it's getting to that point, man, where this shit has to stop, man.
Yeah. I mean, it's, you know, it's a shame that, you know, you gotta, you know, like, you think about the rookie symposium and things, and it's like, how many of those dudes actually pay attention?
Zero.
When they go to those things, because I'm sure they tell you, and it's a shame that you gotta have somebody even, you know, come and say this kind of stuff to grown men, but, you know, it's like, dude. Know that you are, like, you cannot live the same way you used to.
Yeah.
Know that when you leave out of your door, people are out to get you.
Speak the truth, ST.
It's that simple. Like, you know, be smart about what you do. Be smart about the responsibility that you now have, not only to protect yourself and your family, but keep your name clear. This honestly shouldn't happen. Maybe that nigga was like, they probably been hanging out that whole day. And I'm sure he had enough time somewhere in between the conversation of, hey, how you doing? And you want to go back to my room? I'm sure like he had plenty enough time to say, hey, how old are you? Like, you know,
probably was just so, like, he probably had his penis out and was about to penetrate. Like, wait a minute. He had a moment of clarity. He's like, wait a minute. Yeah. How old are you? 19? Yeah. Like, oh shit. I'm like, gonna pull this shot, man. Get the fuck out of my room. And she's like, man, fuck you, nigger. You know, cause right when he would have penetrated, that would have been it. She really would have had, you know, had
DNA.
She would have had DNA all in her vagina. She would have washed that shit. She would have straight. Would have got some damn Q-tip. Swap that pussy. It went straight to the cops. Like, he raped me. Like, unless you give me this money. Like, man, it's getting to the point where motherfuckers, you need to go to Vegas.
Yeah.
If you have a little hankering for some white meat, and go to the bunny ranch. You know. Yeah. Yeah, and just like be anonymous. Pay enough money extra to be anonymous. But it won't out your ass.
I was about to say, if you go out there though, if you go to the bunny ranch, you're gonna be giving up some serious coin because they don't play out there.
Oh yeah, man, you're gonna break. Oh, you don't want nobody to know you're here either. That's another thousand.
Yeah, they gonna take a good chunk out of you.
Yeah, like, man, but if you think about it, in the end, it's worth it because you know once that sexual act ends, that's the end of it.
Yeah.
That's the end of it. You ain't got to worry about nobody coming back trying to get shit from you or about fucking lawyer fees. You ain't got to worry about your image getting tarnished. It's worth it to spend that money up front. It really is. A lot of motherfuckers just want to be like, man, I'm going to hold on to my money. I'm going to have my cake and eat it too.
Yeah.
And motherfuckers end up, you know what I'm saying, eating a chocolate eclair full of shit. You know what I'm saying? Motherfuckers be fucking up, dude.
Yeah, they do.
But then, like, then Reuben Foster having domestic violence issues and DUI.
Yeah.
Case, man. Just like, man, here we like, right when the season ends, it didn't take a whole week.
No.
Motherfuckers already fucking up, dude. Like, yeah. free time and money, man. Free time and money.
Yeah.
All right, man. Another thing, like, literally one day away is Black Panther, man. And
yeah.
For what I've been seeing on Rotten Tomato and, you know, on the other, you know, just reading articles about the movie, they're saying that just like, this is the best. Literally the best Marvel superhero movie that's ever been out. Solo superhero movies ever been out, period.
Yeah, yeah.
And then, like, man, it's also, you know, I'm excited to go see it. I can't wait. But the one thing that's been getting at me with people on Twitter, man, Instagram, and Facebook, my people.
Yeah.
Let me speak to my people for a minute, man. This shit is pissing me the fuck off. The Black Panther movie is not reparations, y'all.
Yeah.
This is not our civil rights movement. It's just a movie. Now, I understand we're proud because it's an all-black cast. That's, you know, we have a, you know, black lead, black director.
Yeah, major motion picture from as far as like Marvel is concerned.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And a black person wrote the movie as well. But you gotta think about it, man. At the end of the day, who's sitting at the head of the board? So who's really getting the money?
Yeah.
So now, man, Vivica A. Fox came out and said that some of the proceeds need to go to black communities. That shit's not happening. Only way it's going to happen is if the actors had a deal where they get paid off a ticket revenue and they donate it themselves. But because Marvel ain't doing shit.
No, they ain't. They finna put it right back in their pocket.
Yeah, yeah. Like, this is where this shit starts. Like, man, because I already know this shit's going to, it's going to do record numbers.
Yeah. It already has. It's already the most highest grossing movie in Marvel's history.
Okay. I thought it was the most pre-order, but okay.
But
yeah, like the pre-order sales.
Yeah, it's pretty much the same thing, though, if you think about it.
Yeah, once the actual numbers get in.
Yeah.
Yeah, like one of the one of the critics that went and saw the movie gave it a 4 out of 5, and he said surprising at every turn, Marvel's new spinoff throws shade at the white bread business of blockbusters. They said, for all their global dominance, everybody wants their superhero movies to be better, funnier, smarter, more inclusive, more super. A huge step in the right direction. Black Panther is that dream. Is that dream come true? Yeah. Proudly African, even if it's Africa, comes in the form of a fictional country. of Wakanda, a powerhouse of secret technology, the Marvel's latest install, is on top to bottom a conscious reveal of racial propaganda. So, everybody's already giving it good rave reviews. It's going to be good. I'm definitely going to go see it. I already bought my reserve tickets at AMC, so I'm going to go see it on Friday. Just hopefully ain't too many loud people in there. I'm going to just leave it at that. Yeah. keyword niggas, like, let me enjoy the movie. I don't want every time something happens, they're like, oh, shit, now.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, I want to be able to enjoy the movie, man. I know you're happy, but, you know, just going to see the movie and seeing yourself represented on a big screen, like, if you really want to make an impact with this, like, go into your community. Like, man, it's crazy that it takes, like, a movie or something that white America's pushed on us, like,
entertainment based
to
yeah.
inspire us, man. It kind of pisses me off. But, yeah. you know, I can kind of see where it's coming from when people that just, you know, don't have, when they use media to tell them who they are.
Yeah.
That's the thing. This is pretty much the people that go to the media to tell them who they are because they don't know they don't want to study or research where they come from. Because I can understand because the information is not readily available. It's really not.
Yeah.
You literally got to go search for that shit because all the media is going to tell you is that you're fucking slaves.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, man. It's like they our history according to white media is we begin with slavery. That's our that's where our history begins. It doesn't begin at slavery. By no means.
And that's the thing, man. That's of course that's what you believe if that's, you know, that's if you don't take the time to do research.
Hell yeah, man. That's what the fuck you gonna see, but you know, that's my two cents on it, man. Go see the movie.
Yeah.
Go be inspired. If you really want to get some inspiration, actually, like, learn about the real Black Panthers that actually did work in our Black communities in California that protected our Black communities. We were pretty much self-sustaining and how, you know, the CIA and FBI pretty much infiltrated that shit and fucking destroyed it. So if y'all want to know some of our history, man, that's pretty much what Black Panthers sprung off of. So go see that. Go enjoy the movie. And I'll definitely give my review next week once I go see it. Let me see. What else is going on? What else is popping? Man, dog. That E60 special about Steve McNair.
Yeah.
Was very insightful. And also just very sad, man. A lot of people don't know, man. Steve McNair was the quarterback mostly known for being the quarterback of the Tennessee Titans.
Yep.
And they also played for the Ravens at one point, you know, took us to the playoffs, you know what I'm saying? Big ups to Steve, you know what I'm saying? We got the tail end of his career. But it was pretty much just going, like, chronicling, like, the perspective from the wife and the son, which I really wanted to see, ST and I really wanted to, like, hear the perspective from the wife.
Yeah.
And in the interview, she didn't even really refer to his infidelity as infidelity. It was, like, his predicament. And then the reporter was like, man, so what did you, once they finally got through, you know, showing him as a good light, being a good father, and what's crazy about it, she has dealt with his infidelity since the jump.
Yeah, I kind of figured she had, though.
Yeah.
Because I guess in the beginning, like, I think she kind of knew that about him anyway.
Yeah.
She kind of knew that he was a, you know, and I guess, you know, it just goes back to, you know, what we said in earlier episodes about, you know, if you're a woman that who is with a man that has power, aka money, you know, if you have enough self-respect, you're not going to put up with that. However, if you don't, then you will continue to stay and, you know, deal with whatever is, you know, whatever's going on. And, you know, that's just as sad as, you know, him dying and, you know, leaving.
Well, he did.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. Speaking of that, man, go ahead, ST. Do you want to tell them how he died, or you want me to tell it?
Well, basically, he had bought like an extra house or something like that, or a townhome, like somewhere in the city, away from his, you know, his marital home, of course.
Of course, you know, in Nashville.
Yeah. So he was with his mistress, and I guess my thing is, Steve probably told her, look, I'm not leaving my wife. You know, I'm not leaving my family. You know, this is who I'm going to be with. So, and if I'm not mistaken, I think she was, Middle Eastern or something.
I'm about to make a real crude joke, but
Go ahead.
Keep going. I might make a little bit later, but go ahead.
Okay. But well, anyway, she was one of those women who obviously, you know, didn't fear death because, you know, as a kid,
you sure didn't.
Those children, you know, are brought up.
Yeah, Shahil Kazemi.
Yeah.
That's her name.
She might have been, what, Arabian or...
Arabian Nights. Yeah, she was, but, she was Arabic.
Yeah, okay, mm-hmm. There you go. But needless to say, she was of the Muslim faith. And, you know, they're brought up as children not to fear death. That death is something that you should actually look forward to.
Now, death is like eating candy.
Yeah, especially if you die, you know, thinking that you're doing something noble. Oh, yeah, death is where you want to go.
Yeah.
So, it was early in the morning.
Go ahead, man.
So, it was early in the morning, and she took, you know, a gun and shot Steve three times. Well, it was what?
Four times.
Okay, yeah, twice in the head and twice in the chest, I believe.
Yep.
While he was asleep.
While he was sleeping, he was drunk, too. They say he had high levels of alcohol in him. So if he was to drive, he got stopped by the cops. The breathalyzer would be, like, two times the legal limit. So he was pretty much just knocked out cold. And I think it was, she shot him on the right side of the temple, left side of the temple, and then two in the chest. And then she said, Alamak Humbard, and then... and then, I guess, iced herself, so... Man, like, this goes back to the point of the wife. When the wife talked about the situation, she said at first she wasn't angry. She said anger came later. She was more confused and saddened by the situation. And then, this is the part where the son comes in. The son said right when he found out that his dad died, because they found out like everybody else. Like, literally, they found on the news. Because I remember exactly where I was when I heard about Stephen there dying. I was at my auntie's house, and she was barbecuing. And I was in her living room just sitting down.
Yeah.
And I was looking at the TV because it was like, literally, I was watching some ESPN. And like, ESPN, it just showed like, da-da-da, da-da-da. And I was just like, Steve McNair had died. I literally like stood up and I said, what the fuck? Like, I was like, what? Because people like stars and athletes don't really die at a young age.
Yeah, not suddenly like that.
No, not like that, man. It's like. It's not as crazy as if something happened to, like, LeBron. If LeBron died right now, man, this shit would be fucking catastrophic. But it was, like, on that level for me as a football fan.
Yeah.
Because the motherfucker was good. And when the son found out, he was 10, and the mother said that the son, like, ran into the kitchen and, like, grabbed a knife and was trying to stab his stomach because he said he didn't want to live without his father. And I was like, good Lord. And so the whole thing come out, you know, in the end, the son end up getting into ballet, but he was actually a high prospect, high basketball prospect in Tennessee.
Yeah.
But he was always getting compared to his father because he played like a major sport. And he's like, what sport can I go play? What sport can I do that I won't be compared to my father? So I'm going to go ahead and just do ballet. And I don't know if that was like his little... feminine spirit coming out, and he always just wanted to come out anyway. This was just the prime opportunity, or he did use that junk as his escape. But it's just kind of like, I don't know. Even if Steve was here, I wonder if that would have just turned him to, you know, ain't nothing wrong with it, but just, you know, not having a father figure in the household, it doesn't hurt or helps. A boy, you know, go over to like the feminine side if he's raised by his mom. It's usually something happens in the, you know, outside the household or like family member touches him or something. But it doesn't help that the father's not there.
Yeah,
but I don't think it hurts to a certain degree where like the mama just there like she, I'm gay. Like, dude, I just wonder like they never really got into that because there's nothing wrong with it. But I just think like if Steve was here. Will he be hiding who he truly is to not, you know, not feel shame from his father? or will he just come on out and, you know, do what he wants to do? Because he said that Steve was a very accepting person. He loved everybody.
Yeah.
Which I could believe. Because, you know what I'm saying?
But that's your kid, though. It might be a different story if it's your kid. And also, how do we not know that his mother was pushing him towards that? So we don't know that. That could be in spite of Steve, you know?
Jesus, man, I hope not. It's like, man, I'm gonna destroy you because he'll look nothing like Steve, man. He'll look nothing like Air Manera, but...
It's just, well, I mean, you never know. It might not be that nigga kid.
Yeah. She cheated too.
I'm just saying, I mean, you never know.
Mm-hmm.
That could be her, you know, her revenge, you know.
I hope she...
For everything. For him cheating.
Yeah.
You know, ain't no telling how many women he's been with since they've been married, so...
Oh, yeah, I mean, man, the numbers could be as high as, like 50, man. Especially how football players travel.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
So, I mean, you never know.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but if y'all get a chance, man, watch the special. It was actually very insightful. It was kind of sad just to see them cry, just to talk about the situation, how they dealt with it, and then, you know, just reliving that day in their mind, man, just going through it, because on the NFL Network, they just did it from the perspective of the mom, and the mom said every July 4th, she said just her stomach just drops and just sinks because that was the day that he died.
Yeah.
And they said it's just hard to kind of celebrate that day anymore just because the crime that happened to him, man. But the thing about it is, man, this shit could have been prevented.
Yeah, it could have.
Yeah, man. That's why, you know, we were younger and still now, you know, we both, you know, like, ST and I would joke about it because, like, nigga, this shit could have been fucking avoided. If you could have just not cheated on your wife, you know what I'm saying, just been faithful to her, you wouldn't have been dead. That's how simple it is, man.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? When you make a choice under, you know.
Or, like you always say, you know, if you're going to cheat with somebody who has as much to lose as you do.
Yeah,
or
man.
More.
Or more, man. Shit. I just don't get with anybody. She was not to downplay anybody that, you know, has a job just to get by. But she worked at Dave and Buster's. He just found out Dave and Buster's. And I'm like, man, hey, what's up? You like penis?
Are you serious?
Yeah, man. Cause you remember like right after, like the year after he passed, remember we had like, we would met up with some, we was at Dave and Buster's. And we was like making jokes like, man, like female to work here, try to holler at you, man. Like, run. it was at, what's the name of that? The big ass place out in Tennessee, Wild Oaks. What is it? Name of the shit?
You talking about,
100 Oaks? Was it 100 Oaks?
You must have been talking about Opry Mills.
There it is. Yeah, man. You know, it's been so long since I've been up there. Opry Mills Mall. That's what we went to. I mean, me and you were walking up into that bitch like, man, you know, the way she's trying to holler at you, man, don't do it. It ain't worth it. That shit ain't worth it. But just know, man, who you getting in bed with.
Yeah.
Just know who you getting in bed with, dude. Because sometimes people can just pull on the front. And he's probably just told her, and she probably just like, he probably, like you said, probably just told her, was like, hey, baby, you know, I'm going to leave my wife, you know what I'm saying? I heard that, and the rumors were that he had another mistress on the side. He's about to drop her for another mistress.
Dang.
And I guess she was like, we'll work it out, Steve. And just wait till you went to sleep. And was like, yeah! You know what I'm saying? And at least, I'm going to keep it real, man. That's not a bad way to go, because you don't see it coming. You know what I'm saying? So he kind of got lucky. A lot of people don't get a chance to die in their sleep.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. I'm just, you know, I'm not trying to be morbid.
Yeah.
But no telling if she woke him up then pulled the trigger. That's a fucking shit.
She probably did.
Hey, Steve. Yeah! I hope she didn't do that. No, that was a cold-blooded shit, my nigga. God, that'd be cold blooded, man. Like, wait, yeah. Like he'd wake up with a barrel in his face. God damn. Right, they go, Omaha! 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 People that stayed with us, man, we love you. Oh, good. Oh, good, man. Rest in peace, Steve.
Yeah.
This shit could have been fucking aborted, man. I'm sorry. It could have been aborted, dog. God damn. Shit, man. 52 of the mic, my nigga. 52 of the mic. All right, man. All right. Oh, God. Whew. All right, man. One more thing before we get to the show. All-Star Weekend, man.
Yeah,
dude. Anything you're looking forward to All-Star Weekend besides, you know, just the
dunk contest? All-Star scene. Saturday night.
Yeah, pretty much. Let me see. Who's in the dunk contest? And
that's about it. Nigga, how is Gordon Dragic an All-Star?
The nigga's getting hurt.
No. I know niggas getting hurt.
Yeah.
But there are more people that are deserving than Goran Dragic. I'm sorry.
Any out of the East? Who else out of the East? They could have picked somebody from...
They could have put Lou Williams from the Clippers.
Yeah, he'll never get his just desserts.
Yeah, and that's a shame, man, because he always putting up ridiculous numbers, night in and night out.
Yeah. You know who's going to actually probably steal the show and I'm saying this shit right now?
Who that?
For the All-Star game? Joel Embiid, because, you know, he's a showman. Yeah. He's a showman, so he's actually going to probably play hard. And everybody else going to be like, man, calm the fuck down, Joel.
Yeah, exactly. Don't ruin the season for an All-Star game.
Yeah, man. So I think he has a shot to win it. Who else may have a shot, man? Kyrie might go off.
Shoot, KD might.
KD might go off. You can see... Giannis, the Greek Freak, he may go off.
The most that he's going to do, though, is dunk. That's it, though.
He should have been the fucking dunk contest. I'm tired of... Go ahead.
Yeah. I was about to say, because he can't shoot.
Nah, I'm just tired of these dudes thinking that if you fuck up at a dunk contest, it's going to just mess up... That's got to be it. Like, it's going to just mess up your legacy because... Oh, okay, all right. So the participants are going to be Victor Oladipo... Larry Nance Jr., which is who's going to win. That's who I think is going to win it. That
Me
motherfucker
too.
Can fucking that nigga can skywalk like Stephen A. Smith would say. He's a skywalker.
Yeah.
Dennis Smith Jr. and Donovan Mitchell from the Jazz. So I haven't heard these niggas. So
Donovan Mitchell is pretty nice.
So we'll definitely see because like it's getting to the point where it's just no name dudes doing a dunk contest, man.
Yeah. But that's the thing, though. They win the dunk contest, but then, like, their careers don't go anywhere after that. So it's like, what's the risk, really?
Yeah.
What's the real risk if you don't win the dunk contest? It's not, you know, if you putting up numbers during the season, it doesn't matter.
Oh, man. Yeah, I'm still just kind of pissed off that we traded Larry Nance Jr., dude.
Yeah.
I'm so pissed off the Lakers traded him, man. And Magic said he didn't want him to go.
But y'all getting capped. You know, after this season. So that's the most important thing. Y'all trying to get ready for the LeBron James sweepstakes, as many people like to call it.
Yeah, man.
Y'all can have upwards to $70 million to spend.
So we can get PG-13 and him, but we're only going to get, like, our realistic goal was DeMarcus Cousins and PG-13, but DeMarcus Cousins got hurt.
Yeah.
That was going to be our two dudes we were going to go after, man. That LeBron shit is a pipe dream. Motherfucker plays too much. Like, shit ain't going, like, perfectly for him. Like all hell's going to break loose, man. Like, I don't want him on a squad. At first, I was like, man, LeBron on a squad, man. It's instant playoffs, man. We've been playing Bell Pass for so long. But he might even make out a second round coming to the West. So, might as well, man. I'd rather have PG right now than wait for the 2019 free agency and try to get Clay and Jimmy Butler, try to work that shit out. I'll take them niggas. And then hopefully Brandon Ingram and Kuzman are ready to go by then. And Lonzo. You see how I put Lonzo last? I already fell out of love with that nigga. But, yeah, dude, I'd rather see that than anything. Because we're not getting LeBron, man. LeBron, if he wants to win, LeBron going to the Spurs, he going to Houston if he coming to the West. Because he cannot go to the Warriors. He goes to the Warriors, his legacy's done. I don't care what the fuck you did in Cleveland, nigga. Like, you jumping from team to team. You look just like KD, nigga. So, if he go to the Warriors, dude, I'm like, I'm done with watching basketball. Because there's no point. It'd be no point. What's going to, like, if they had to get rid of anybody, it'll still be LeBron, Curry, and KD. Like, that big three is retarded.
Yeah.
It's just retarded. Because all LeBron would do is just pass. Because niggas always going to be open. He can shoot too. It'd be no point. Like, one-on-one, you can't defend them niggas one-on-one.
Nope.
And if you double-team somebody going to be open. Somebody going to shoot that three. Like, it'll be ignorant. But yeah. I would like to see him, Harden. I would like to see LeBron, Harden, and Chris Paul. And I think it'll be Carmelo. So I think Carmelo probably take an L. And that could win a chip. That could go up. But I wouldn't mind watching that going up against the Warriors. I ain't going to lie.
I mean, we'll see. But I don't know. Carmelo might not leave, man. Because.
Oh, yeah. That option. That $26 million option.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. I forgot about that.
Not only that, and the Thunder, they played, you know, really well against the Warriors, you know, last week.
Yeah, they really have, man. So yeah, you're right. You're right. So he might stay. I think mostly stay for that money.
Yeah, more than likely. But, I mean, you never know. If they get to the playoffs this year, and if they can knock the Warriors off, yeah, they ain't going nowhere. I can guarantee you that right now.
No, they're definitely not, man. But we'll see, man. Just enjoy. Go ahead, just enjoy All-Star Weekend, man. And
yep.
I'm probably going to have the game on as background noise, but I'm going to enjoy, like, the dunk contest. But the actual game's going to be background noise.
Yeah.
Yeah. But ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another great episode of the Blank Canvas Podcast. We are a weekly show that comes on every Wednesday morning, 6 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. That's not Mountain. That's not Pacific. That's not GST. That's EST, motherfuckers. That's Eastern Standard Time. On your favorite podcasts and services, which are iTunes, Stitcher, AudioMac, CastBot, you know, Box for Android users. You know, I'm an Android user now. And also, you can follow us on your favorite social media sites, which is Twitter at Blank Canvas ECST. Same thing on Facebook and on Instagram. And without further ado, let's get to motherfucking news.
Let's get it.
ST, man, you want to speak on Quincy Jones airing out all his dirty laundry before he die? Like, nigga, what the fuck, dog?
Yeah, he went off, man.
Yeah, he, dog, this motherfucker spilled all, if y'all want to, you know, use that ratchet term, tea. This nigga spilled all the tea on, what is it, vulture.com?
Yeah.
Talking about Michael Jackson, relationship with the Trumps, talking about he grabbed some pussy, you know, he grabbed Ivanka's pussy. And the problem with modern pop, dog, so... Man, let them know what they said about Michael Jackson, which is extremely treacherous to me and just, like, really foul.
Yeah, well, you know, in a conversation with Quincy Jones, I think he did it, I guess it was with some magazine. Vulture Magazine, there we go. But the interviewer asked Quincy, he said, "You work with Michael Jackson more than anybody he wasn't related to. You know, what's something that people don't understand about him?" And this nigga said, "I hate to get into this publicly, but Michael stole a lot of stuff. He stole a lot of songs."
Wow.
Basically, Donna Summers. Donna Summers' State of Independence and Billie Jean. He said, "The notes don't lie, man." He was a Machiavellian as they come. That's pretty jacked up.
Dog, just think about all the hits. Now in your mind, you racking your brain, and he's like, man, all the hits he's had, and this motherfucker's had a catalog of hits. You just think like, man, how much of those motherfuckers has he stolen?
Yeah.
That shit crosses your mind.
Yeah. I mean, but you know, when you think about music, man, the history of music, that's basically, especially like early history of music, man, like that's all it was, man. Like back in, you know, back in those like 1930s, 40s, and 50s, man, that's all they did was steal from each other. And the only thing about it was, is back then you couldn't really sue to get your money. So I don't know, man. Like, it's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
He said, you know, don't stop till you get enough. He said that, you know, Michael was supposed should have given like 10% of the song to whoever wrote a section of the music, and he said he wouldn't do it. I was dang.
Hey, shit, would you?
I mean, you're supposed to. If somebody, you know, if somebody writes it, that's their intellectual property.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I don't know, unless they're scared of you, you know, most people are going to try to sue and get their money.
Yeah, most of them, you know, and Michael must have some killers out there.
Hey, I'm telling you, once he turned into a middle-aged white woman, Michael had them snipers.
Hell yeah, nigga.
On dick.
You say somebody's ass a red dot be on your head. You're like, nigga, I know you Indian. Like, shit, me either, nigga. Like, nigga started dancing Bollywood trying to get the sniper, like, trying to get sniper rifle laser off of him. Hell yeah, but some other shit that he said, it was like, what about outside the music? What's misunderstood about Michael? And he said, I used to kill him about the plastic surgery, man.
Yeah.
He's always justified as saying it was a disease he had. Bullshit. I'm like, Quincy, you dying next week, my nigga? Like, cause this shit right here is treacherous, my nigga.
Yeah.
Like, for, like, seriously.
Yeah.
But, you know, everybody got with him about that plastic surgery, though. They ain't nothing new.
Yeah, they did. And I think, I don't know, was it an addiction, do you think?
From what Quincy said, it was because his father told him he was ugly and abusive, and that's what pretty much caused him to go out of control with it. And I can kind of see that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I could see, especially if you looked up to your father, it's like, I'm ugly. Oh, God. You remember the times? It was when my nose was fat, girl. Like, man, like, shit. Like, dude, I know that the bugs, like, eating him are fucking, like, dying. or decompose when they bite into him just because of all just the toxicity of his body with all that plastic surgery, man. I would like to see like a body compared to like a natural body compared to a body that's been like
cut on,
like modified a lot, like had a person that had like a, like up and like head to toe plastic surgery. How they decompose compared to somebody that doesn't have any plastic surgery. I would like to see that. This if they like if they like decompose like that whole body stays together like 10 years longer than the person that didn't get surgery.
Wow.
So that shit would be funny, but it's crazy how like when people are just like gonna tell end of their career and they know they're just about to, you know, get on out of here.
Yeah.
They just go ahead and just throw out all their information. He said he had like 20 girlfriends and they all knew about each other at one time.
How many?
Like 20 girlfriends at one time, all at once, and they all knew about each other. I could see that. Just he's a man of power. I could definitely see that.
If they were all white, yeah.
You know, sisters are like very territorial. Some white women are too. If they they're not, you know, but they know.
Who do you expect to be okay with that though?
White women, because they get money. Because they had their eyes on the prize. Like, man, in the end, we just want money.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, man. Sisters need to get like that too. Especially if you want to deal with somebody like that that has like, that kind of bread and is willing just to trick it off.
Yeah.
And not be ashamed of it. Might as well just go ahead and get your cut. You know, especially if you just like, man, I got it. You know what I'm saying, baby? You know, get a gravy train. Better than the next bitch getting it. Go ahead and get your shit. Hey, and just have no shame about it, and just stack it up. What makes me mad is the women that get with a dude that got money and blow through it with clothes and bags and shit, and be looking up like, man, I need more money, and he do with you because he didn't stretch your pussy out from here to fucking here to Idaho, and you know what I'm saying? You don't want to, you know, you want some more time with him. He already got what he wanted.
Yeah,
it just. Be smart with it. Like, the girls nowadays, man, that's on Instagram and all that shit, they're smart. They're, like, transitioning their money into businesses. They're investing their money. Or they're trying to put out their own products. They finally, their game's evolving.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, man. So, if you're going to do it, at least try to, you know, try to invest it and make it a long-term thing. Just don't try to, you know, make it just a smash and grab. And then be looking stupid. Tell my man, I wasted my youth and didn't get nothing out of it. Get something out of it. You know, so me, ST, and I don't condone that bullshit because we think that shit's lazy. But if you're going to do it, if you're going to do it right. Get that money.
I think a lot of this, though, a lot of this interview with Quincy Jones, man, I think a lot of it is just him. I don't know if it's him being old and senile.
Yeah.
Or, you know, I don't know. Because, I mean, because, you know, the guy asked him what his first impressions of the Beatles were.
Mm.
He said they were the worst musicians in the world. He said Paul McCartney was the worst bass player he ever heard.
Yeah.
And, you know, I mean.
They were no playing motherfuckers.
Yeah. Like, that's just mean, dude. Like,
yeah.
I don't know. Maybe he had some kind of grudge or something against them or something. I don't know. But I don't know. It's just a lot of this. A lot of this seems like it's just, you know, old stuff. You know, it just seems like stuff that an old senile guy would say.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
like somebody you'll walk across, like somebody you'll see like old folks home, and you'll sit down and talk to them. It's like,
yeah.
I used to, you know, be the head of NASA, man. I used to launch the rockets into the sky, man. And I'd just be like, oh, okay, yeah, man. That's a good story. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, something like that. But if y'all want to, man, go check out the article, man, at vulture.com. And just put Quincy Jones talking reckless, and then it'll pop that shit. It'll pop up. It'll literally pop up.
Yeah, Quincy Jones interview.
Yeah, Quincy Jones interview. You'll get that and Richard Pryor and Marlon Brando fucking each other. You'll get that. That comes up too. I don't know what they got to do with Quincy, but that pops up too. Like, what they got to do with Quincy Jones?
Well, you know, him being at the height of his career, being around all those, you know, prolific people.
Yeah.
You know, just being at parties and things and probably hearing stuff or, you know, just probably, you know, being around that time, you know, when, you know, they could go to those kind of parties and, you know, see different stuff. I don't know, man. Like,
that's the only reason why I would kind of want to be famous is just to be in that world and just see how it functions. Because it functions totally different than our world, man. It's like night and day. You think what's cool is like copacetic and okay to talk about in like a regular household is just like not just 10 times, you know, worse or better. Mm-hmm. You know, just, you know, talking with like people that just have money. I just want to just see their thoughts on certain things because, man, keep it real, we've seen this through black people's actions that when they get money, they don't consider themselves black anymore or just. Our problems are not their problems anymore because, you know, they quote-unquote made it. Just like, you know, Pharrell said, you know, I'm the new black. And I don't know if he was trying to, like, rebrand black people to, you know, so they get that stigmatism off of them. Or he was just, like, talking fucking reckless. But it gets to a point, man, where it's just like, hey, like, man, I ain't got to worry about, you know, getting shot by the cops. Or I ain't got to worry about where I'm going to find my next meal. But I ain't got to worry about, you know. But it's just still to worry about being racially profiled because, you know, your skin color does not change. But I would just like just being in the room, just being around people that have that power, have that money, just see how they just go about the day-to-day lives. Like, man, you're about to jump on a yacht, you know, and go do this business deal, you know, in Costa Rica and all this other stuff. That's the only thing only reason I would want to get to that world. I'm like trying to be famous, but other than that, man, what comes with fame is it's just not worth it, man. You can't ever come out looking like anything. You always gotta be looking picture perfect. If not, you're gonna get dragged through the mud, especially females. I do not know how females can just live, especially like celebrities, without having to stress about waking up every morning, having to look perfect, picture perfect, walking out of the house. Because if not, the paparazzi gonna get on your ass.
Yeah.
I'm like, for real, dude. I couldn't deal with it. I would just want it just for the connections. That's it. And what kind of connections could I make to stack my bread? Other than that, man, I wouldn't give a figgity fluck about it whatsoever, man.
Yeah, it was funny, man. Quincy also talked about T-Pain.
What did he say about T-Pain?
Basically. Quincy Jones, when he put out his, you know, his last album, I think it was a tribute record.
Mm-hmm.
But basically, he said that T-Pain's contribution to the album was trash.
Jesus Christ. Yeah, he is. He's just like, man, fuck it.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's pretty much just like, fuck it, man. He's done. He's like, man, I got nothing to prove to y'all motherfuckers. My legacy is cemented. Let me just tell you what I just thought about all y'all motherfuckers since day one. That's all it is. That's all it is, man. Let me just tell y'all how I really feel about all y'all. I'm going to air out my shit because I guess the doctor told him he's going to die from cancer maybe or something. Or before Alzheimer's kick in, he want to get his shit in. Probably what it is.
It probably is.
Yeah, yeah. Like, before Alzheimer's kick in, let me tell you how I really feel about you fuckwads. So, that's probably what it is, man. But I think it's interesting, man. Like since Quincy Jones come out and, you know, spoke his piece, what other celebrities would you like to hear about, you know, just talk about their thoughts on people in their industry, what they think about everything?
Oh, man.
Excuse me. I'm sorry, y'all.
I guess the only people that I would really want to ask are dead, though.
Oh, like who?
Like Michael.
God, I would love, man.
I would love to hear what Prince had to say.
I'm about to say, like Prince, man. What's that nigga name, man? That said he signed his, The Devil Came to Collect? God damn it.
I can't remember.
That motherfucker.
One of the Hanson dudes?
No, the dude, I forgot. The black guy that said it's how he be scatting on pussy. I forgot his name, man. The one he said he gonna fuck Raven Simone. What's that dude's name? He was on Raven Simone show? Because he the one talking about.
Oh, yeah.
Orlando Brown.
Yeah.
They ain't talking, that's how you scat on pussies. I'm like, doom da ba doom da da. God, that nigga's a fucking fool, dog. He was just out in the media, like, on his little high rants. The motherfucker was like, must watch, dude.
Yeah, he was.
Just a must watch. I like to, talk to them, man. Just be like, man, like, did you really, like, sell your soul to become famous? And did they have to kill you as part of the agreement? Like, stuff like that, man. Because, you know, he already dead. So ain't shit they can do to him now, man. That shit would fucking scare a lot of people.
Yeah, it would.
Yeah, it would scare a lot of people, man. So sometimes better, it's, I don't know, it's better not to know.
Yeah, that's true. I think maybe the only person that's still alive that I would want to ask is probably Birdman.
First question, why you love fucking niggas out there money, Birdman? That's the first question. Like, seriously. Him and Diddy.
Well, I know either way, like, neither one of them would actually give you a straight answer. They probably skirt around it, so it'd probably be a waste of time.
You gotta hook them up to one of them James Bond, like, contraption with a laser pointer, like, the laser is about to, like, slice them up the middle. And they'll tell all this shit then. Like, you kill Biggie? Yeah, nigga, keep me off this shit. And I'll do it again. Because you know he'll pretty much, like, after he get him off of it, they probably just had you killed.
Probably so.
Hell yeah, man. So, yeah, I want a real talk, like, strap that nigga up and, like, give him a truth serum. He's like, man, to get all this shit out. Like, who killed? Yeah. I know you killed Tupac. You kill Biggie. Why you like fucking niggas out of their money thinking, you know, you the man? What's all these rumors saying you be fucking your artists?
I was about to say, did you smash Usher?
Yeah, hell yeah, dude. Like, yes. I'll just be like, what? If it came out and just said, like, I did it, would you even feel bad? Or you just be like, okay, come on.
I'd be a little disgusted. I wouldn't be able to, like, you know, I don't think I'd be able to, you know, listen to anything else he's ever, you know, he ever said.
That's when I step in and ask more questions. As you walking out, I'm like, all right, my turn. Let me ask you some more questions, nigga. Like, what's your secret to getting money besides fucking niggas out of it? And it's like, oh, that's it. That's, you know, that hustle shit was all a lie. Like, I know it, nigga.
Yeah.
I knew it. But that's pretty much, who would I want to talk to?
I think there's one more.
Who?
Probably Obama.
Yeah, be like, why you didn't do shit for us? Like, yeah. Because they would have killed me. Like, okay. That's understandable. And I just walk out. I don't even want to talk to me anymore. I'm like, all right, yeah. That was a waste of our vote. A lot of people don't like to hearing that, but that's just the truth.
Yeah.
Wasted our vote, dude. Yeah. Man, but like, just think about it, man. Somebody else died under him, and then, you know, he didn't really do nothing. He just like made a statement like, gun control is bad. Like, motherfucker, we out here dying. And then people making an excuse talking about he's not, you know, the black people president. He's the, you know, he's America's president. But you can you do something for us? He did things for the LGBT community. He did things for like the Hispanic community.
Everybody but us,
dude. It's all gravy, baby. It's all right.
It is.
Shit, we got anything else, man?
No, I think that's it, man.
All right, man. Let's go ahead and get to the topic.
Let's get it.
All right, since it's, you know, fucking Times Day, or like we like to call Valentine's Day, a made-up holiday, man, we want to just talk about, you know, the things that you could do for, you know, your lady. Also, finding out if you're the side chick or the side dude on this day. Hopefully, yeah, you listen to this, and you're not. Because if you listen to this alone right now, you just got to text Happy Valentine's Day. I got a little hint for you. You decide, chick or dude. If you didn't know already, you know what I'm saying? Like, there's no getting around that shit. Yeah. Like, you know what I'm saying? You can't get you can't send me a nude or something. You can't send me nothing. You got something to beat off to, so I see you on the weekend. Because what's going to end up happening is most people going to be with their significant other either today and then split it up and be with their side piece on the weekend, or mix it up and like put their side piece on today, or you know, mix it up, dude.
Yeah.
So it, you know how we feel about it, ST and I feel about it. We, you know, we hate made up holidays, but if you take out of context, you actually do let that person that you know that you genuinely love, ain't cheating on them, let them know how much you love them. You should be doing that shit every day. But if you want to just take this day to make it special, man, go ahead, you know, do it up, man. You know, hopefully you did some research. You went out, looked at some good eateries that a person like, honey, I like Mexican. Take it to like a high-end Mexican restaurant. That's good. Or sometimes the hole in the wall will be better than the high-end shit.
I was about to say, it don't have to be high-end. Yeah, shoot, yeah. Sometimes them high ends ain't even authentic, no way.
Hell yeah. Motherfuckers
find, walk out, you know, a great little hole in the wall and, you know, be full.
Hey, I ain't gonna lie, man. When I was in Killeen, Texas, man, some of the best Mexican food I had was literally like, or like in the hood.
Yeah.
Hell yeah, man. That shit was good as hell, man. It's called Jalisco's. And look that shit up. That motherfucker was good as hell. But, I don't know. It's been rare I've had someone on Valentine's Day. I always get rid of them before the time comes. I'm sorry, man. Just keep it real, man. You got anything special for wifey, man, on Valentine's Day?
I don't want to say it.
Okay. Know, but you got some planned.
On the show, because, you know, she listens to the show, so that would be.
Hey, baby. How you doing?
That would be a backfire.
Oh, okay. But I don't know. What's like the most... When I did go on a date, like, I was young and dumb. I remember I took a female out to a nice restaurant, you know, blew a whole bunch of cash on her.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Then I did smash afterwards, and that was pretty much it. But I regretted spending the money on her, because I think we didn't last much longer after that. That's the only thing, man. That's the only thing, you taking that huge risk of, you know, getting with the person and they're just not, you know, they're not pretty much planning out being, you know, being with the person that you with. Because I ain't gonna lie, man, I've got a lot of females hit me up on like on Tinder talking about like starting a conversation. Like, you know, usually like the dudes start a conversation. They be hitting me up like around like January, like the end, like the middle of January, talking about, hey, how you doing? How you doing, King? I was like, oh, you just don't want to be alone Valentine's Day. I know that trick, bitch. Get your bitch ass on somewhere. Yeah, I definitely know that trick, man. But I never forget, this one female hit me up and was like, hey, King. And I said, I'm good. And she said, I was like, how you doing? She's like, I am blessed. How are you? And I was like, okay, that's good. And then like, she just like deactivated her account. And I looked at it, and I was like, yes, let the hate consume you. Let it consume you.
I think one thing that guys can do,
yeah,
if they don't, you know, especially, you know, if they get like EC and they fear, like, you know, spending a whole bunch of money on something that might not last that long, like, just like go back to like the old school days,
yeah,
you know, and make something for a girl.
Yeah.
Like, just, you know, make something, you know, take some time out to, you know, to sit down and, you know, and make something. And here's the key. How she reacts to this is basically going to tell you everything about her.
That is
that
true.
You need to know.
That, man, that is so true, man. Speak on it, man.
If you go, you know, if you go out and, you know, you make something nice for her, you know, something that, you know, something that, you know, took you, you know, a moderate amount of time and effort, you know, and you do that and you present it to her and she accepts it and she, you know, just thinks that it's the best thing since sliced bread, you got a winner.
Yeah. Or if she looks at it, it was like, oh, that's it?
Yeah, exactly.
Try to smash and leave, niggas. Try to smash and leave. Like, don't even try to even, like, don't show her any kind of reaction. You know, just go ahead and just, you know, be like, okay, you know, I'll do better next time. Pow, 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 pow. See ya, bitch. Like, yeah. try to do that, man. That's what that shit. That's what I would do. Like, you can't try to like squander yourself out of some vagina if that's your ultimate goal anyway. Just roll along with it. And just be like, okay, you know, I do better. You know, don't like trick it off too much and maybe like go out and get us some flowers and like make up for it. Like, I'll make up for it next time. You know, and right after that dump her ass. She's like, you know, he a nice guy. And then they're like, I don't know why he didn't like me. He's like, you should have shown me more compassion when I made that shit, bitch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, because you know a lot of men need to pay attention to stuff like that.
Just
because a woman who shows that she doesn't need much is, you know, especially when it comes to materialistic things, a woman who shows that she doesn't need much, but just, you know, attention and, you know, genuine personal effort, man, that's the best kind of woman you want to buy stuff for on Valentine's Day.
Exactly, man. It gets to the point where you like, man, I want to shower you in gifts because I know if it came to a point where I didn't have it, you'd be cool with that too. You just cool either way. You just cool with just having me. Like, I'm like, we're each other's prizes. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'm your gift. You're my gift. But, you know, I still want to take care of you and make my lady, make my lady shine. And I don't want her out here looking like any kind of thing. So, man, you definitely want that, man. It's got to the point where people just out there, man, you know, make a quick, you know, get a quick nut.
Yeah.
And going about their business, man. That's why it's we have so many bitter, you know, male and females out here. Some women just out here just want to just, you know, get that, you know, wet on, you know. Get that wet on and going about their business too.
Yeah,
man. That's how it is. Some dudes thinking like women are all emotional, compassionate, man. Some of these women have like trying to have men mentalities out here. Sometimes it don't work. Sometimes it does. But some women out here are just that thorough. Just like, man, pull your pants down, let me get it, and go on about the business. And some dudes be fucked up. Like, man, what just happened? Like,
yeah.
Like,
it's a lot of women who think like men out here.
Yeah.
You know, and I think, you know, I guess based off of past Valentine's Day debacles, man, like that's probably how the side chick came along, because it's like, you know, you got this woman who gets pissed at you because you don't buy her everything in the world on Valentine's Day, or, you know, and it's like, oh, wait a minute now. I got this chick who just happy to, you know, to spend 2 hours with me. But, you know, you tripping because, you know, I didn't buy you this, this, and that. So it's like, you know what? All right. I'm going to start seeing what else is out there.
Yeah. And another thing, man, you kind of know that person's financial situations when you get with them.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Do. So don't be expecting the world when you see people like, man, I'm going to tell you like this. Females, because males don't care unless you know what I'm saying, your booty kind of wide. Like, females, like, do yourself a favor. I'm going to be real with you. Do yourself a favor. Just don't get on social media from now until next Wednesday. Just don't get on it. If you don't have anybody, all it's going to do is just make yourself desperate and bitter.
Yep.
And make you throw your pussy at somebody that you're going to regret.
Yep.
Or it's just going to make yourself bitter and start just like trying to get your girls out of their situation because they have a man, they're happy. And then you try to just deal with some dirt on that nigga, see if he cheat on her. Or try to make him cheat on her with you. So she'll have a fucked up weekend. Like, he cheated. With who, girl? Yeah. He cheated. As the cum rolls down her leg. I'm just playing. But, dude, like, yeah, just don't get on there, man. Like, because I know I have some female coworkers talking about, man, I don't even want to work on Valentine's Day. I ain't trying to, see all the happy couples walking around and laughing and shit. I'm just like, why the fuck do you care?
Yeah, exactly.
But you know how, in the end, most people want to just be with somebody, have someone, and then they kind of look at their own insecurities, look at themselves when they're single on Valentine's Day, like, what's wrong with me? Why can't I attract someone? I can kind of see that from a female's perspective, like, why can't I attract a good man to be with and he take care of me? What does she have that I don't have? Especially if it's a female to actually take care of herself, work out. She has a head on straight. She has a bright future and she just can't find anybody. This shit's kind of disheartening.
Yeah.
Because in your mind, you think you're a prime candidate for somebody and come to find out, the one that's willing just to let the panties drop are the ones that be getting the men. But in the end, like, you got to think about it. In the long term, they end up alone.
Yeah.
But just for the moment, they're getting the instant gratification.
Yeah.
I never forget that time I was driving to work and I saw this bumper sticker that says, good women are barely remembered in the history books.
And I'm
you see that shit before, man. I've seen that multiple times. I'm just like, man, I'm like, it's sad, but that's true. But you don't have to take it to the whole part. You could be rebellious. I don't understand why our women equate rebellion with getting your pussy spread open.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's just like, I'm gonna be rebellious. Pow, 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 pow. You gotta understand what pow, pow, pow means. It means that pussy getting rammed through. But yeah, dude, it's like, you don't have to do all that to, make history. And you don't have to lash out at the world and do that because in the end, it's either going to, one or two things are going to happen. You're going to get pregnant, you're going to STD, or if you're lucky, nothing to happen and you just regret it and it'd be just a bad memory.
Yeah. Yeah, that's usually how it turns out.
Yeah, that's the only outcome that you can have. And you hopefully see, it's just like, make the right decisions, man. If you want to, like, ladies, you want to call up a guy that always want to hit it, you put him in the friend zone just to get a free date, just know that, if you're out there with him on that weekend, you don't specify anything, and you just want him to take you out, and you're not like, let's just go out and have fun, buddy. He's like, why don't we do something Valentine's Day? The first thing that's going to go through that motherfucker mind is, number one, he's probably going to start thinking about fucking you. He really is. And I'm like, man, she invited me on. It's sad that men think that way, but I'm going to keep it real. That's how we think.
Yep.
Are you inviting me out? Or you say you're free for Valentine's Day? I'm expecting to, split something.
Yeah.
Yeah, and ain't no Sunday. Spend some vagina. But if not, but if you let him know straight up front, just like, hey, man, I just want to have fun. I'm single. Let's just both have like a friend's single Valentine's Day weekend. If you come to him on that, then he don't respect that shit. That's on him. But don't be going on him just because you want somebody to take you somewhere nice so you can be out fake fronting in front of people.
And that's the thing, man. Like, women got to be more willing to tell dudes out front, look, this is what it is.
Mm-hmm.
This is what it ain't.
Like, yeah, because they know that the guy will be like, fuck, I'm going to go somewhere else. That's why they don't do it.
Yeah, well, hey, well, then be single and lonely then.
Yeah, because I'm going to keep it real. If a female came to me, like, yeah, you see, I'm just, I just want to just hang out, hang out this weekend, but no sex, I could do that. Like, me, I could do that.
Yeah.
I can, because I'm that kind of guy, and I'm not looking for that out of a female. But some dudes take this shit to heart, be like, man.
Yeah, they do.
If, I'm taking out this weekend, I'll spend some money, and, I can't fuck, like, man, fuck you, hoe. I'll just be like, yeah, let's have a good time. And then, while we out, I'm going to be looking at other females and seeing what to do. Yeah. And then it'll cause you to become competitive, and it make you want to drop those draws. You know what I'm saying? I win. You know what I'm saying? No, I'm just joking, man. I can take a female out without even thinking about that, man. That's what it was all about in the end. It's about trying to make a connection. It's just seeing that the other person can really tolerate you. Yeah, I've got to that point. Like, just find somebody that can tolerate you and that loves your flaws or can deal with your flaws, pretty much. Yeah. That's it. You find somebody to deal with your flaws, man, you got you a winner.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. You got anything else for the fam? Any more like Valentine's Day tips that you can give them?
No, I think I gave my good one for the year.
Yeah, man.
As far as Valentine's Day is concerned, man. But, yeah, just, you know, hey.
Do something out of the ordinary, man.
Yeah, if you can.
Do something different. If not, do Sherry's Berries, because Sherry's Berries is okay, man. That's the last plug you're getting, bitch. But them motherfuckers are good. But listen to your mate. If y'all been together, let's say y'all been together for like 6 months, and you like taking notes on like what she likes and what she doesn't like, man, surprise her with that.
Yeah.
That makes her know that, you know, that you really care about her. And you really want to take it to the next level. It's not just a date, it's a smash. Where you're just like, well, I like to go eat Korean barbecue. I love Korean barbecue. Take her to a favorite Korean barbecue joint. And then, like, take her to a place, like, take her to Intermezzo's or, like, a dessert spot afterwards instead of just chill and just talk.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. But you know how some people are just together because they're sexually compatible. But, yeah. You know, and it just depends, y'all.
That can
only
go so far.
Yeah, it only goes so far. It just depends, man. If y'all are emotionally compatible, where y'all can just talk all day, you don't get tired of each other, and y'all don't repeat shit over and over again. Like, oh, yeah, you told me that story a while ago. If it's, you know what I'm saying, that annoying shit. Yeah. If you pass that, then you got yourself a winner.
Yeah.
And just know, man, that the 14th is just another day.
Yeah.
You can show somebody you love them every single day of the week. It actually makes it more, memorable and surprising when it's just a random day.
Yeah.
That's when you really
spontaneous.
When you're spontaneous, you really uplift female spirits when it's just something out of the ordinary. Like, baby, I was just thinking about you. I got you your favorite. I saw you online looking at this dress. Or I saw you online looking at this item on Amazon. I ordered it for you. And I sent you, you know, I set up a massage for you, get you a massage because I heard you had a long work week just to unwind. You know, just doing something for, just to, you know, make sure that they're fine mentally and physically. Cause that shit goes a long way with females, man.
Like, it does, man.
Like, man, like, he's willing to care about my well-being that much. Like, man, I'm going to take care of him, too. Because like, women are already giving and loving anyway.
Yeah.
So they're always going to always, like, key on things that you say or things that you're searching for. They're going to just be like, well, I'm going to surprise him with that. If you have a caring person.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. Some of these females out here are more, like, gutless than men. Man, don't know what to do. Like, man, how did, like, who raised you? Like, who raised you like that? You know? Shit, but man, y'all have fun on Valentine's Day. Fellas, strap it up.
Yep.
Please. It's not worth it, man. I know it feels good. It does. But it's not worth it, man.
Yeah.
In the end, it's not worth it, man. Especially if you don't know the female. And so some kind of one night stand shit, because you don't want to regret it, man. That's your goal, ladies. Protect yourselves out there.
Yeah, be careful, ladies.
Yeah, please be careful, ladies, man. If you just met them at the club or you just don't want to be alone tonight, man, just let your girls know where you're going to be, how your location service is on, so they'll know where the guy lives. If something pop off or they don't hear from you, they'll know where to go. So they can, you know, take care of you, man. We have so much technology. We're tracked constantly with these phones. So everybody's always tracked, man. So just let one of your female friends have your location services on just to see where you are. A female that you trust, just in case something happens to you, so she could try to help you out, man. People out here are just so trifling, man.
Yeah, man.
It's scary out here, dude. Y'all just stay safe. And ST sending the bitch out of hand.
All right, y'all. Once again, we appreciate y'all letting us into your lives, man. We appreciate y'all, you know, letting us into your earbuds, your jobs, your homes, your, you know, whatever, man. We appreciate how y'all listen, you know, YouTube, Audio Mac, iTunes, Stitcher.
Cashbox.
All of that. Cashbox, yeah.
Android users, let's get it.
Yeah. all of y'all. Yeah. We appreciate y'all. Thank y'all for, you know, keeping us in your lives for another hour or so, giving you another version of that weekly wisdom, man. Well, we got shirts out today. We got apparel out today.
Oh yeah, so make sure y'all go check it out.
Yeah.
And we'll go ahead, make sure you check our Twitter for the information on how to get the link to our Teespring.
Yep.
Unless there's something new that we're doing. Man, support your boys.
Yeah.
You know, so if not, give us critiques on how we could be better.
Yeah.
And we just go from there, man, because it's just the beginning, man. You know, everybody had to start somewhere.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, and we get it done.
Yeah. Tell us what you love about the show. Tell us what you don't like about the show. Give us suggestions for new shows. All of that. Remember that ignorance is not a handicap. It's a personal choice. And if there is no light, y'all must be the light. So be the light. I forgot to say that last week, and I realized it, like, 5 minutes after we put the show up. So.
Oh, no. Broke the streak, ST.
Yeah, I had to make sure. Well, I mean, we didn't do it for, like, the first, like, what, 20-something episodes anyway. So, you know.
Yeah.
I guess the new listeners ain't going to know anyway. But, yeah. What else? I think that's it. Yeah, we got it. I think that's it.
Y'all be easy, man. We love y'all.
Yeah, we love y'all. Yeah. Episode number 78. We gonna holler at y'all next week, man.
Peace and love, y'all.
Yeah!
Thank you for listening to Black Canvas Podcast. We'll see you next week. Ah!